Now let's go back down to the desert and bring in the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Evans. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. Real good. How are you guys?
Very good. Very exciting for us being up here, and just the thought of opening day and sort of the theme of the show has been, what does opening day mean to you? And sort of put it in perspective of your job and just as a baseball fan.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I think it's as a fan, it's just, you know, there's a long time in waiting, you know, to get back to baseball. So as a fan, you just, you know, look forward to this day. And, you know, this is, you know, one of several opening days for us in a sense, because every two or three series will open the year and there we'll share an opening day again, but none better than the one at home. But this is a great start. We're here in Arizona, and for us, it's and professionally, it's a culmination of a lot of hard work from the entire off season as well as the spring training, and I think these guys are ready for it, and it's very special.
You know, of course, we spend so much time together in Arizona for 5, 6, 7 weeks together, and we see each other every day. It's different, though, on opening day, isn't it? Don't you get a different buzz, a different feeling, even in the clubhouse?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the momentum, you know, you can feel the shift in momentum just as we get back to San Francisco. I love the Bay Bridge series in the sense that it's a great transition for our players out of Scottsdale, out of the routine of spring training, and then it starts to get them in the mindset for the regular season. And, of course, we start today with every bit of that adrenaline and you know, again, like you said, just a really great vibe in the clubhouse.
Nick Hundley, and I really enjoyed watching him yesterday hit the grand slam. And I started to realize Nick Hundley, Bobby, and I'm sure you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, this guy likes to swing the bat. He doesn't get cheated up there, and he is a second catcher. And sometimes we tend to, you know, not want to put him in the game for fear that, you know, something could happen and we wouldn't have a catcher. I say that as a team. But I like the way this guy swings the bat. Is he going to see some pinch hitting action, you think?
I sure hope so. And there's creative ways that folks can do that. I mean, you know, you conceivably could put him in to pinch hit and keep him in the game, but also keep Buster in the game by one up. You know, really Buster would have to go to first. You know, Hundley couldn't. And then again, you could keep Belt in the game by sticking him in left. I mean, there's things that he could do to get pinch hit opportunities. But again, you know, there's nothing better than just having options and having flexibility.
Yeah, I like what I see. So, all right, so Chris Marrero has made the team, and, you know, from day one he hit a home run on the opening day of spring training to win a game, and the guy never stopped. And now all of a sudden here he is. What did you see in him to even bring him to the Giants, and your thoughts about him now platooning, as they say, with Jarrett Parker?
Well, I mean, the power that he showed last year in AAA was really eye-opening for us. I mean, you know, Glenn Tufts saw him a lot in the International League as well as some other scouts. The numbers, you know, with a .495 slug, which is not easy to do in the International League. And, you know, everybody had good reports on him from, you know, some previous Major League experience, but it really looked like his bat had turned a corner. You know, I ended up, you know, talking with him. I spent a lot of time with the agent processing through the many options he had. So, you know, we took his trust in us and coming here seriously, and he, you know, he made every effort to show why he belongs on this club.
You know, it's funny, and I've enjoyed talking with you the last few days just to understand the procedural things that go on with bringing people in, opt-out clauses, and where they want to be. There's a lot more personal contact and information that's shared between you and the player than just, we'll let you out on March 31st if you don't make the team. There's a lot of planning that goes into that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't like our players to be the last to know. I want to make sure they're in the loop, they understand where things sit. I mean, as much as I spend time talking with the agents and all, it's just helpful that the player hears, you know, from me directly and understanding where we see them, you know, really from the day they report or in Chris's case, before he ever signs a contract. But ultimately, you know, throughout the spring and then as we got down to the final parts of the season, so or spring, that is. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's important that the guys, you know, we're in essence taking them away from other opportunities. So I think that we have to be candid with them in terms of what this opportunity looks like. And again, Chris and his agent, you know, made a great choice in choosing the Giants. They could have chosen any number of other spots. And yet they picked the Giants, and he's done well to show that he deserves a chance on this club.
Jimmy Rollins was released, and we saw a lot of him in spring training, and of course, an amazing major league career for him. What were your thoughts on Jimmy Rollins and bringing him in? And unfortunately, he didn't make the team.
Yeah, I think a very much what we hoped for in terms of his professionalism, his approach. You know, the way he fit into the team chemistry. I think, you know, every guy looked up to him. Every guy tried to bend his ear and try to understand a little bit of what goes into his thought process throughout his career. And he was very much an energetic part of our clubhouse and our day to day. And then, you know, as you go through the spring, you're rooting for guys and you root for all these guys. I mean, you want all of them to do well. But as he didn't necessarily do as well with the bat, it ultimately had some impact on what decision we were going to have to make, because, you know, we want to strengthen our bench, and some of that is defensive, but some of that is offensive as well. And when we met with him, Boach and I met with him, you know, he was very professional and understanding, and you know, thanked us for the opportunity. And at the time when we had the conversation, we still invited him to come on up to the Bay Bridge Series and participate. But ultimately, I talked to his agent, who later said he just felt like it was better for him to go on home to Tampa. So we didn't get to see him again, but it was such a pleasure to have this spring.
Yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed getting to know him. And, Father Time eventually catches up with you in baseball. Bobby Evans with us, the general manager of the Giants. Well, the big decision was the last spot in the bullpen. And maybe you can give us the thinking on how that worked out. And Neil Ramirez had a great spring and makes the team. And the two lefties end up at Sacramento.
Well, again, very hard decisions. I mean, it's good to have options, and it's good to have you know, players at AAA that we know are very close to being able to help us here. And I think that's very much the case with Oker, Nosich, and Suarez and other guys. And I think that's a strength, you know, that we will rely on. I mean, guys here on this big league bullpen have options, and at times we'll have to use those options and bring up new and fresh arms just to give guys rest. So we'll take advantage of that depth down there. But, you know, to start the season, we felt like that, we really tried to evaluate, you know, the guys that threw the best, and at the same time try to not eliminate, you know, our depth from day one. And so it is put us with only one lefty. But again, that'll be a work in progress. We know that how we, you know, start in April, that can change 2 weeks from now. It can also stay that way for a while. But in our mind's eye, you know, each guy that made this club deserved it. And, you know, not only for what they've done in the past, but how they pitched at the end of spring. And we wanted to give ourselves the best chance to win early.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch how the end of the game unfolds. You know, I said it with Bruce Jenkins. You know, if you throw right hand, it doesn't mean you can't get lefties out. What happened to baseball? Righties used to get lefties out, then why not?
Well, exactly, and I think that's part of it. I mean, now you don't have to, you know, go to the situational guy. I mean, right. You've got the ability to use almost anybody in this bullpen at any given time. And one of our goals this offseason was to try to get our bullpen throwing full innings. And, you know, in many ways, you know, that will give Boach more liberty to do that, because there's no need to switch to a lefty.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun to watch it, and it'll help the pace of the game, won't it?
Yeah, well, that's not our priority, but that certainly is an option that could help for us.
Yeah, you're going to get a nice letter from Rob Manfred. I can see it coming. You know, you're going to be on his good list for this one.
Okay.
All right.
I got you.
Yeah, right. All right. A minor joke here. I know it's a serious day. All right. Jay Wong. And I know he's at Sacramento. Pleasure seeing him from day one, and I know he plays a lot of positions. Your thoughts on him? Because, Bobby, with this 10-day DL, you can move people around more than you did in the past, and I think that's the purpose of it.
Yeah, I mean, again, he had a great spring, I think he made the adjustment to the big leagues and the style of ball that we saw in the spring, as well as anybody, not only with on the field but off the field. I think his teammates really embraced him. I think he won the Barney Nugent Award for a reason, which is really a credit to the way he carried himself and his approach. But what he did with the bat, and I think he showed enough defensively that we have confidence. I think one of the things we'll do in AAA is just, you know, see what other versatility he has. With us at third base, is probably a little harder to just, you know, slot him in right away. I mean, he might be able to fit in there on a part-time basis, maybe one day on an everyday basis. But for now, give us a chance to give him some more bats and as well as work on some of the versatility.
Well, he's a great guy, and I like him, and he's another guy that's not afraid to swing the bat. You got some people, you know, Marrero is one of them, Parker's another. You got, I think you've added to the offense of the team, don't you think?
Well, that was the idea. I mean, we just wanted, every our entire bench, we had a four-man bench all of last year. This now we have a five-man bench, and aside from Gillespie, who didn't open the year with the club, he ended up coming up later in April or May last year. Now, these are five new bench players for us to give us a whole new bench, and hopefully it just reinforces, the options for Boats. Many right-handed bats, which goes well with the many left-handed starters we have in terms of Belt, Panic, and Crawford, and Span. And it only hopefully makes us stronger.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. The last thought for you, and I know opening day is coming soon here, the opening hour at least, but the last tough decision, I think you have Matt Cain. I don't know if it was a tough decision or not, but he is the fifth starter, and maybe you could tell us some of the thinking behind that.
Well, he showed us enough that gave us hope that he could continue with the progression of what he did this spring and take it into the season. And that was important because that's a big role, and it makes us stronger if Cain can continue to show what he showed at the end of spring. If he continues along that trajectory, it helps us. It just makes us better, makes our starting rotation stronger. At the same time, Block makes the club. He's available to pitch in situations, available to pitch long, and continue to be an option if Cain does struggle. We need to go a different direction.
All right. Well, I know you're happy about the basketball. Your team is in the championship game, North Carolina. How do you feel about that?
Well, I give them credit. I mean, that was a great game. It was incredible that those free throws were missed at the end, and yet they did the small things. They boxed out. When you box out, even if you don't make any of your free throws, which are a key element, it shows you can still win. And they did. They didn't necessarily beat the Vegas spread, but they came home with it. So now we got one more, I guess, on Monday.
Yeah, very exciting. All right, I appreciate having you on, and enjoy the day. And it's the first of 162, and I think it's going to be a terrific season. So I appreciate you being on, as always.
My pleasure, Marty. Thank you, and happy opening day.
Yeah, same to you. All right, that is Bobby Evans, general manager. So explaining all the moves. They just feel the bullpen, the way it's constituted, is the way to go. These guys deserved it, and they're the ones that can get people out.